Saudi Arabia has some 5 million Twitter users. Rumors move like lightning when a post goes viral. The Saudi government, of course, has official Twitter accounts, but it also has backup from an army of unofficial accounts. Automated bots and real live Twitter trolls harass people when they disagree with the Saudi government. Mark Owen Jones is a British academic who was raised in the Middle East, and he's made a study of Saudi Arabia's propaganda on Twitter.
The problem of bots spreading Saudi propaganda is hugely widespread, but it changes. So every now and then we'll see tens of thousands of bots tweeting every day pro-Saudi propaganda. And then maybe after several months, Twitter will have a cull and reduce those numbers. And then we see a decline in activity, and then we see them coming back.
What kind of messages do the bots and phony accounts put out?
So the bots almost exclusively put out messages that reflect Saudi foreign policy, depending on a specific event. So, for example, during the Jamal Khashoggi affair, bots and these influencers would be essentially putting out exactly the same story that the Saudi media was putting out. So this would be like Jamal Khashoggi wasn't killed by us initially. So it essentially reflects that.
So these are troll armies, and you're monitoring Twitter. And where do you see these messages? What kind of Twitter accounts do you see them on?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's a difference between bots and trolls. Bots tend to just reproduce propaganda. Trolls tend to attack people directly. They tend to be easy to spot. And the trolls, they have the Saudi flag in the name. They might have MBS, Mohammed bin Salman. And some of these will be real people, for sure. But some of them are not.
What are some of the other hacked accounts that you've noticed tweeting pro-Saudi messages?
One of them was a well-known weatherman from the US, Dave Schwartz, who worked on the Weather Channel. And his account was hacked, I believe, a year ago, although he passed away 2 years ago. Mm. And he even had an obituary in the New York Times. And for a time, his account, which was verified and still remains verified, was taken over by someone who was tweeting pro-Saudi propaganda. They've since stopped, although one retweet remains in his timeline. Twitter still have not unverified his account, which I find disturbing.
Explain for us, what does it mean to have a verified account?
You apply for this process. It's been suspended now, but over the past few years, what you do, you would go to Twitter with your passport details and your information. And if they deemed that you were a real person and that your account was of public interest, they would give you this blue tick next to your name, which means verification. Twitter say that it's not a sign of endorsement or recognition, but actually it functions as one. People will see verified accounts as being more credible, more trustworthy, and more secure than regular accounts.
Now, in the case of the weatherman, Dave Schwartz, he was no longer alive. So was his Twitter account, did it still have his name as the Twitter name, or had it been renamed but still had his Twitter handle?
It still had his Twitter handle. So even now, today, it still reads TWC Dave Schwartz. The name was changed to an Arabic name of a region in Saudi Arabia, but his handle still remains the same, partly because if you change the handle, you risk losing the verification status.
But how come Twitter hasn't taken the account down?
Well, I mean, this is an important question because there were several accounts that I found that were verified that had been compromised by someone or something tweeting pro-Saudi propaganda, and they had the verification status removed. That was Shayna Steiner, who was a business analyst, and two other accounts. David has not, and there's probably three explanations. Either Twitter don't know, which is unlikely because they've obviously removed the verification from other accounts. They don't care, which is possible, but I don't see why they'd remove verification from one account and not the other. Or they can't, which is worrying, because if they can't, then it would imply that there is some sort of compromise of the integrity of their security.
Why would it benefit Saudi Arabia, the trolls or the bots, to take over Dave's Twitter account? It's going to his followers who are probably not interested in Saudi Arabia. So what's the point?
Well, there's a number of explanations. It could be that tweeting from a verified account impacts Twitter's algorithm so that any information from that account would be privileged and more likely to trend. The second reason might be that verified Twitter accounts are important social currency in Saudi Arabia, and there is a market for them. So someone with a lot of money or someone who sees himself as influential wanted to purchase a verified account so that they looked like they had the social capital that they desired.
Do you have a verified account?
No, I do not. Twitter have refused me that. Several times, actually.
Mark Owen Jones teaches Middle East Studies and Digital Humanities at Hamid bin Khalifa University in Doha. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Carol.
We asked Twitter for a response, and a spokesperson emailed us, "We don't comment on individual accounts for privacy and security reasons." The statement continued, "In 2018 alone, we introduced more than 70 changes to achieve a healthier, safer Twitter." And Twitter says, "We are committed to doing this work transparently and openly in pursuit of our singular focus of improved conversational health."